Page 16. 1. Reading. B. Read for main ideas. Read the article. What examples of digital dirt can you find? Future college students and employees, beware. Clean up that digital dirt now.
When student teacher Ms. S. posted a photo from a party on the wall of her social networking site, she had no idea of the consequences. Just weeks away from obtaining a teaching degree, Ms. S.'s diploma was withheld after school administrators viewed the photo and accused her of promoting underage drinking, a charge that she denied. Her case is not an isolated one. Increasingly, employees are being fired from their jobs and students are having their college applications rejected because of digital dirt or inappropriate online content. These cases highlight the need to be careful about the type of content you post online. Each time you post a photo or comment, or write a profile online, you create an image or online footprint of yourself that is difficult to erase. If you think your friends are the only ones checking your profile, think again. It's increasingly common for colleges and employers to look closely at the online pictures and profiles of actual and prospective students and employees. A survey conducted by ExecuNet reported that 83% of job recruiters regularly use internet searches to find out more about candidates. Nearly half said they will reject candidates based on the digital dirt they find. How can you still have fun online without making a bad impression on future college admissions officers and employers? Here are 5 basic steps you can follow. 1. Check what's online already. Type your name into several search engines to see your digital footprint. Then check all of your privacy settings and remove anything you don't want others to see. If you have friends who are always posting off-color jokes or rude comments about you on your wall, then block their comments. 2. Avoid writing anything you might regret later. Don't badmouth a current or previous employer online. The same applies to teachers, professors, classmates, or coworkers. 3. Create a positive online image. The internet is the perfect place to showcase your talents and skills. Use a blog or website to promote your work, research, and interests. 4. Use a professional email address. An employer or a college admissions officer is more likely to contact annsmith@cup.com than smoothiefan@cup.com. 5. Join online groups selectively. Instead of joining groups and campaigns with names like Sleeping in Class, connect to a professional organization. When it comes time to apply for a job or a place in college, you'll be glad you did.